What is happening?
10 cities have sprung up on Ivy League college campuses all across America in protest to the war in Gaza. As if these cities don't have enough tent cities. They don't need any more. If you want to live like a homeless refugee, just go to Gaza. I'm Bridget Fettesy, and this is your dumpster fire for the week of April 19th to April 25th. We're here to make you feel less crazy, less alone, and laugh at the absurdity of it all. I'm so tired of rich people identifying as poors. These are just Trustafarians. We used to play this game when we would go to Boulder and other places where there were lots of rich kids who looked like they were poor. We would be like, oh, is that a homeless person or a rich kid? I don't know. It's hard to tell the difference. They're trans poors. That's what they are. It's always the Trustafarians pretending to be homeless. Anyone who's ever been to a fish show knows this. They just go on tour year round with their trans poor identity. They're stealing the culture of the poors. You're all walking REI advertisements. And you're going to go freaking break into an REI in a protest. Look, I don't think these 20-year-olds should, like, lose, unless they're being openly anti-Semitic and, like, death to the Jews. Oh, wait, a lot of them are.
Be glad, be grateful that I'm not just going out and murdering Zionists.
They're in their 20s. Most of them don't even fucking know why they're there or what they're protesting for. They can't articulate it.
And what would you say is the main goal with tonight's protest?
I think the goal is just showing our support for Palestine and demanding that NYU stops. I honestly don't know all of what NYU's doing.
Is there something that NYU's doing?
I really don't know. I'm pretty sure they're... Do you know what NYU's doing?
About what?
About Israel. Why are we protesting here?
Palestine will be free!
I wish I was more educated.
I'm not either.
Free Nelson Mandela.
They freed him already.
They're 20. They're going to this protest. Some bootlegger is handing out a free tent and a keffiyeh, and they're putting it on, and they're like, woo! They've got their red string, and they're dancing, and they're like, it's Hamas girl summer, guys. And they're like, what are you protesting? And then, what did Harvard do to Palestine? And they're like, we don't know. But George Soros is paying me a lot of money to be here. I don't know why I'm here. I just know. You're paying like $90,000 a year for your kid to go and be a Hamas apologist, essentially.
Take care of her.
Columbia canceled classes and they're going full remote again because Hamas girl summer. Here we go. It's going to be burning down cities in protests all over America. Can't have an election year without having the protest season. Riot season is upon us, folks. Mostly peaceful protest season is upon us. They say there's all this Islamophobia. Where's the fucking Islamophobia if everyone's wearing a keffiyeh? They're literally standing around on ground zero, mind you, near ground zero, not far from it. It feels a little too soon to be standing around ground zero, getting all riled up in Hamas language. Supporting Hamas near ground zero? Are you kidding me? Also, the students are all completely full of shit. Because they'll be like, this is common ground. We technically, it's been ruled as common ground, so we have free speech rights there. Okay, that's fine. Right to peacefully assemble and protest. Okay. And then if you're videotaping them, they'll be like, we have a right to privacy. Please don't record us.
Sorry, would you mind just not filming people's faces without their consent? You're in a common space.
Yes, but just out of respect.
I'm filming from outside.
You can't have it both ways. You don't get to set up camp in common ground and then expect privacy on common ground. You guys are all mentally ill, crazy people. 20-year-olds. 20-year-olds are the worst.
20-year-olds are terrible.
I was the worst in my 20s.
Oh, so was I. Just they
suck. Just like go, why do you have to be string dancing? I mean, I guess at least they believe in something. We didn't. We just got drunk and high.
Mad Dog 2020. It brings friends together.
Which is what I recommend everybody doing, because this nonsense is really tearing our country apart. Everyone go do drugs. I really hope these kids Jonestown themselves when TikTok gets banned. I hope Gen Z discovers poison Kool-Aid. No, I'm just kidding. Gen Z, you're great. It's good that you care.
Are you sure about that?
There's a lot of homeless people who are going to be getting a free shelter in 2 weeks, though.
It's true.
Get ready for the free tents. Join us at Fetisty.com for the unedited version of this shit show. You can't miss out on half of the jokes that we end up cutting because I'm completely inappropriate when I'm uncensored, and Maggie does a good job of making sure that we will never go viral or have a horrific mixtape made about us. I'm not even going to tell you to tell your friends about us. You need to keep us your dirty little secret because mama doesn't feel like going viral. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment, and touch my bells and buttons.
Senile in chief.
You guys, we all know Biden isn't home.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in.
Don't mess with a man in America unless you want to get the benefit.
Any journalist who's talking about the Biden administration or saying Biden is doing this, Biden is doing that, it should be a job for them to put it in quotes. This guy is not home. Biden came out and he pulled a Ron Burgundy and was reading the teleprompter and then read the pause part.
Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Four more years.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
It is so horrific to know that our country is being run by, we don't even know who, it doesn't matter. Biden is not home. It's a ghost in the machine. It's whoever the young activists and lobbyists and whatever. He's just a stand-in, which is even more terrifying. Who's actually making any of these decisions? It really just goes to show how much of a figurehead the president of the United States is in this country. But it's also just terrifying that they can parade this weekend at Biden's around, no big deal, just acting like everything's fine. Biden isn't doing anything. He's not home.
And this, it's not even like this is the last year of his presidency. Like, they're campaigning him for four more years. Like, what the fuck?
Anybody with good hacking skills could hack that teleprompter and start World War III. Tell Maggie in the comments what you would have Biden say. Meat puppet Biden? That pussy be blessing. That's what I would have him say. Four more years. That pussy be bussing. And don't come in my comments and say we can go 4 years without a president, because we all saw what happened with the Academy Awards when they let go of having a host, and it was a fucking disaster. We at least need some sort of semblance of a figurehead in charge. Someone we can point to and blame. Someone who's ostensibly making decisions, even if they're clearly not. And someone who will take the fall in the event that the nukes start falling all around us. He did something the past week where he was telling some doddering old man story about how his uncle was eaten by cannibals.
First thing when he planned reconnaissance flights over New Guinea, got shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals.
Even if that's true, you should have the wherewithal as the president to know that that would cause some diplomatic issues, perhaps, with Papua New Guinea. And he doesn't even have that sensibility, even after he was corrected, even after his lying POS press secretaries took it all back, even after they corrected it for him, he went out and told the same story again. And then everybody was like, LOL, the White House transcript of the event where Biden said pause. four more years, pause, read inaudible. I'm like, this is not LOL. This is sinister. This is sinister shit. We are blatantly, there's a puppet in the White House, Biden. I posted this meme, Biden 2024, as a joke to be like, this is not the person who's running. And everyone thinks that I'm just posting a Biden 2024 poster. And now they're all mad at me, which is also hilarious. Guys, there's no fucking way I'm voting for this guy, okay? There's no way ever. There's no way I could vote for him ever in a million years. The shit that they have done using government agencies and not even legislation, which is all in Breaking Bridget, but not to mention the bullying they've done to push through their legislation. I can't in good conscience. Title IX, the independent contractor rule, the freaking FinCEN stuff we covered with Carol Roth. I could go on and on and on, not to mention FISA, all of it. No, this administration's fucked and they keep using all of these organizations to do their bidding instead of actually, you know, representing the American people. They're just selling us out. Fuck that. I'm so over it. Here's the other thing, guys. I will do this show until the election, and if Biden wins, I am not doing this show anymore.
If you know how I feel, why would you say that?
It is done. I'm over it. I'm done. We're ending it. I can't do another four more years of Biden. At least Trump is hilarious.
Don't worry about that, baby. I love babies. So I love babies. Actually, I was only kidding. You can get the baby out of here.
You just terrified like 30 people.
30 people? Oh, no. I mean, we might have to shut this show down anyways, because truthfully, I'm not sure there's an appetite for snarky, middle-of-the-road lunatics, old ladies like me in such polarized times. And our numbers are going down quite drastically, and our sponsorship is as well. So I'm not sure financially it is going to be anywhere near a thing that we can do in the future, but we will do our best to stumble across the finish line that is 2024 election, and we will carry you on our backs with us. And then if Biden wins, I'm done. I'm out. I'm out. I'm not doing it. It's too sinister and it's too real. Like, I at least can make fun of the dumb shit that Trump says and does on a daily basis, because we'll probably get daily press conferences again. I might be done if Trump wins too, to be honest. We might be done, because truthfully, no one finds this funny anymore.
Yeah, and we're tied to this news cycle that we're like, oh God.
And I want out. No, I love doing this for honestly, there's been many times where I've wanted to quit, and every single time I want to quit this show, I get like three emails from people telling me how grateful they are for the show. If now is the moment that you're like, you know what, I've been watching the show, I'm going to pony up and subscribe, this would be the moment to do it. Let us know you love us. If you can't, I understand. We really are here just to like entertain you. But honestly, I don't know, guys. Unless there's some outcry from thousands of people who are like, we need it. And there might be.
Unless there is like a flood of people subscribing to Fetisy to show their support.
I'm not going to hold my breath.
Somebody help me.
If I stop doing dumpster fire, I can be like Maggie. And Maggie can go back to being Maggie.
And have no
and
idea.
And we can be blissfully aware until they tell us to go to a fallout shelter, which we don't have.
Get wrecked, China.
Get wrecked, Big Red. The Senate shadily slid in the bill to force TikTok to divest from ByteDance in 9 months, or TikTok will be banned in this bill that had a lot of other things, which is another one of my many issues with the way this country is run. Can we just have one bill per thing, please? Not like some fucking combo package you get at a drive-thru where you're like, I'll take the Ukraine funding, throw in some shady back deal money for lobbyists in the oil industry, and I guess TikTok number one, please.
These bills are like thousands of pages long and no one reads them. No one knows what's in them.
Justin Amash should be our president.
Yeah.
He's the only man I think, has the right sensibility about what needs to be done to get this country back on track. And every single thing is like, limit the power of the government and the state. Get rid of qualified immunity. Get rid of freaking how they can just steal from you. What is it?
The eminent domain.
Eminent domain. But also there's the other one where they can just take your money. He wants to get rid of the Patriot Act. He wants to limit FISA, which nobody freaking did. We'll get to that. No, they didn't. They renewed it and expanded it. Careful, guys. China's not freaking around. They know that TikTok is the way that they can brainwash all of our idiot youth.
It's working.
100%. Look at our campuses. They're doing string dances with keffiyehs. And they're literally like some instances, and these are just the worst. I don't want them to be representative of the whole, but there are a lot of people who are openly pro Hamas, which is crazy to me. Like, they would kill you guys. You'd be some of the first to go. I'm not really sure how I feel about TikTok being banned. I think TikTok should divest. I don't think it should be banned. The fact that they will die on that hill just shows you how important TikTok being connected to ByteDance is.
Right.
And China. It should be just like, okay, yeah, we'll that divest. Makes sense.
Yeah.
We'll divest. But instead, they're like, no, call your senators and threaten to J-Town yourself. We're not going to use Unalive anymore. We're going to use J-Town, okay? Spread the word. Spread the word, kids. There's a new Orwellian doublespeak in town. If we're not careful, guys, Big Red is going to feed another bat to a tourist as punishment. If TikTok is banned, Big Red is going to release COVID 1000. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Sheath Underwear. I'm wearing these booty shorts right now, and my husband is constantly like, your ass looks amazing in those when I'm just bopping around in them. They're so comfortable. They are the most adorable little boy shorts that they have. They also have a new thong for women. I'm starting with the women because Mother's Day is coming up, so get your woman some sweet new undies that you're going to want to smack that ass over and over again. They also have the dual pouch system for men, and it keeps everything nice and compartmentalized so that when you're mowing the lawn and doing your yard work and out there throwing the ball with your kids in your nice Americana dream, you can be wearing Sheath Underwear, the underwear of champions. Truly now, they are sponsoring the UFC. Please go to sheathunderwear.com, use the code dumpster to get 20% off your entire order. Mother's Day's coming up, Father's Day's coming up. These are such good gifts and they sell out often, so get on it. And link is in the description below. Now let's check the weather with Maite Carranco.
No muy buenas noticias, o bueno, a tomarlo de forma positiva, porque no solamente a cuidarnos muchísimo, tenemos evento norte, esto en el Istmo de Tehuantepec, aquí lo podemos apreciar. Este evento norte es de muy fuerte intensidad.
We needed that palate cleanser. Don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, touch my bells and buttons.
Get wrecked, big tech.
A company has strapped a flamethrower onto a robot dog, and what could possibly go wrong with this situation? They're coming for us, guys.
Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
This is how they're going to clear out the tent communities in the future. the homeless and the fake homeless, the faux homeless, the trans poor,
the LARPing homeless.
The LARPing homeless students. There's just going to be robot dogs flame throwing.
That video is like the stuff of nightmares when it has the laser beam and the fog and then it starts shooting flames. I'm like, this is a dystopian nightmare.
Yeah, how no amount of sand is going to be able to fight these things. I'm going to need to stockpile something else.
We need like a sand blaster gun.
We might need these things, though, when they activate the Chinese dissidents in bear suits and all the zoos to come attack us. This is America. Someone's just going to use that thing to fry a turkey on Thanksgiving. And they will show you how to cook it on TikTok if TikTok isn't banned. And now everybody's like, oh, it's because too much of the pro-Palestinian, you know, rhetoric was getting around. And they're like, it's because it's the truth about Palestine. Or is it because it's sowing civil unrest and they're using these kids like Hitler Youth to go do their bidding in all these cities under the guise of this is the good right side of history thing to do?
Not to mention they're just shredding their brains and turning them into pudding.
My brain is already pudding. Maybe I'd thrive on TikTok. There is kind of like a hell yeah, that thing's awesome, until you realize it's probably going to be the last thing you see.
Before you're burned to death.
Because you misgendered the new Department of Transportation.
Dumpster diving.
What's next? In the dumpster. Students in Utah walk out in protest of furries terrorizing other students.
They don't get in trouble. The principal doesn't get to make them get in trouble.
Yeah. All the principal says is just be kind, be nice, be nice. And then,
what's the point of dressing up like a furry?
I don't know. They think they're so cool that they want to
get a lot of attention. They want attention.
I'm now convinced this is an elaborate hoax by all of these kids. Basically to go viral and troll all of the adults in the media. I think there's a group of children who are, this is like Lord of the Flies shit. They're like, we're going to go viral saying that furries are attacking us. Will you guys pretend to be the furries? Sure, we'll pretend to be the furries. You guys go walk out. We'll all get out of school.
They attack us. They bite us and we just kick them. We get in trouble.
They attack us.
They attack us and we get in trouble.
How else do they attack you guys?
They either bite us, they scratch us,
they pounce on us.
They pounce on us.
And then
they run on all fours and pounce on people.
Why are they spraying you with Febreze?
Just because they don't. Because we apparently have rabies.
What is going on?
I don't know.
What is going on, America? What are all these feral children doing in the schools just out there like raccoons?
This is TikTok, though. The furry thing is TikTok for sure.
Is it?
Yeah. There's like all these kids who are identifying as like a cat or
that,
like a...
I thought that was like an urban myth.
That spreads. There are TikTok videos about that, all that shit. It's like the freaking...
I'm so tired.
It's the multiple personality thing and the twitches and the, you know...
Yeah. Most people don't even know about all this stuff until their kid comes home and says, oh, I scratched by another kid who is dressed as a furry and nobody's yelling at them, because if you don't go along with whatever gender or animal pronouns these kid thinks they are, you'll lose your federal funding.
We can't talk or say anything to the furries or even look at them, but they can come look at us and they can say stuff to us and touch us.
So these kids are like, I'm a raccoon now. This is just feral fetishing all over. I'm going to be moderating a debate with a lot of people who are much smarter than me, and also telling jokes at this event called Dissident Dialogues with lots of academics and smart people like John McWhorter, Richard Dawkins is one of the keynotes, Michael Schellenberger, so many cool people, probably people you've heard on podcasts, people you've seen on Twitter, people in the space, all gathering to talk about dissident stuff. The dates are May 3rd and May 4th. I will be doing all of my stuff on May 3rd. Please get tickets at dissidentdialogues.org is where you can get your tickets. We'll put a link in the description below, and I would love to see you come out. It's going to be a shit show. I have no idea how my segment is going to go. I'm not exactly sure. I'm supposed to be doing stand-up, but this isn't like... It's hard to do stand-up in a place that's not a stand-up comedy club. Anywhere other than a well-designed stand-up comedy club is already an automatic challenge to do stand-up comedy in. There needs to be a certain environment to even allow people to laugh. My session is called Bridget Tells Jokes.
Which I was totally mocking her for that.
Yeah, Maggie was making fun of me, and I'm like, you'll get the joke when you see the lineup of other freaking sessions that exists around mine.
Well, you were like, look at what I called my show, and then I started dying laughing because it's literally just Bridget Tells Jokes. But then you were like, okay, here's some of the lineups. Why Civilized People Hate Civilization.
Michael Schellenberger.
Their Struggle for Meaning in a Secular World. What is the future of feminism? Bridget Tells Jokes. Fixing Harvard, Can the Universities Be Saved? Lucretius.
Whatever the fuck
is that government censorship ever justified? Are we past peak woke? Human rationality and academic freedom. Debate. Israel's war on Hamas is just a war. Wow. Bridget tells jokes. I was like, you right made it middle. Very clear as to what you're doing.
I think I might just get up and roast the whole event.
So if you're in New York or planning
come
to be
watch
in New
me
York,
absolutely bomb. So Francis Foster is doing the next day. He has like Francis Foster. It's like stand up. Performance or
stand
something.
Up performance.
So he and I are like the fish out of water, and he's like, this is gonna be bad. I'm like, oh, I know. I'm not exactly sure how this is gonna go, guys. So if you want to come see the train wreck that will be me bombing for 20 minutes in the middle of a bunch of academics who went to Harvard, by all means, please come and enjoy yourself. At least I'll have a couple of people who appreciate my dark and twisted sensibility. This is like the turd in the toilet of dissident dialogues. Yours truly. That's what I should have called my session.
The turd in the toilet that will not flush. The floater.
I should have just called it the floater, and then people will be like, what does that mean? What does that mean, Bridget? Oh, you know.
Breaking Bridget.
There were so many things that broke me last week, and the news cycle has already moved on, and it's unfair because I can't keep up with it because I don't have a team of people and millions of dollars. So, and this is the average person, by the way. They don't have the time to keep up with this, but what really fucking kills me about all of this is the Friday news dump. It should be illegal, and it's so calculated. So Thursday night at midnight, the Senate voted on a bill that the House of Representatives passed a week before. They pushed through RISA, which is hilariously retitled as the Reforming Intelligence and Security America Act, RISA. Reforming Intelligence and Security. That's not what they're doing. They're actually renewing and expanding intelligence and security under the guise of protecting Americans, but it's really just the ability to spy on Americans, and now they're using other Americans and American businesses to do so. And people will tell me in my comments to calm down. Like, anytime you give the government power, they don't abuse it. There's been many instances of the FBI already warrantlessly spying on Americans with data that they collect in these huge data dumps that they get, and everybody was kind of pushing for them to scale back and at least demand a warrant, reform some of this overreach, and instead, nope, they expanded it. Sweet. So that passed the Senate because our representatives don't give a shit about us. But thank you to everybody who called. I do think it made a difference. It is coming up for renewal in 2 years. That's one of the slivers of hope that this is something that comes up for debate again in 2 years. It's one of the few thing concessions that the people who are fighting to even get this reformed got. So, like, calling your senators does matter. Calling your representatives does matter. Even if they get, you know, dozens of calls, it feels, we've talked to people who work, staffers for who work for these people. It feels like something that they care about, even though ultimately it doesn't seem like they really care about Americans. But I can't be that blackpilled. I have to believe there's hope. I have to believe that we can pull back. Because once these agencies get power, it is so freaking impossible to get it back. And our privacy matters. If we don't have privacy, we don't have free speech. Those two things go hand in hand. And if you erode at someone's fundamental right of privacy, you erode at their fundamental right at free speech. And if you are trying to say that you are not allowed to have privacy, soon it will be something that is criminal. It's so dark. I hate this shit. So RISA, which is just the renewal of FISA Section 702, was renewed, expanded, voted on at midnight. And then the next day, Friday, the past Friday, they rolled out all the Title IX revisions, which immediately stepped on all the FISA stuff. And now, and then everybody was talking about Title IX, and then it was Friday, and then everybody goes into the weekend where they're at Costco eating hot dogs and trying to plant their garden and spend time with their families before they're back into the rat race and before the news cycle starts up again. So Title IX was something that they pushed through the, again, this is more of the same, where we are just having regulations pushed through all of these government agencies instead of through legislation. Although given the past week, it doesn't really seem to matter whether it's legislation or whether it's by fiat or whatever. This is what we were talking about on the Tulsi interview, which if you have not watched, Watkins, welcome. Go watch it. We'll put it in the link in the description below. She talks about how she used to think when people said, oh, we need to like get disband the Department of Education entirely, that it was a little extreme. And now she's like, no, disband it, get rid of it. And I'm on board with that because these agencies have too much power. These government bureaucratic, huge federal, ridiculous monstrosities shouldn't be allowed to govern all of these. It's actually insane. Title IX was supposed to protect women and give women like equal opportunity. And now it's somehow reversed itself and now become a mockery of that. Not only that, there's many things that happened in the revisions, but Title IX restored the kangaroo courts that basically got rid of due process. Betsy DeVos under Trump, she tried to put some semblance of due process back. Lots of these kids were getting kicked out of colleges. They had no right. Again, now we're back to this. They have no right to know what the accuser's saying, what they're being accused of. It's a fundamental right of their free speech. FIRE has been on this and saying this is all bad just for a multitude of reasons. Both of these things that I'm talking about in Breaking Bridget deserve their own videos, deep dives, time, patience. I will try and do that because I know people don't have time for this shit. And I do, kind of, when I'm not able to sleep at night because I'm spinning out about all of this stuff. I will try and put together something that goes into a little bit more depth about what actually happened with the Title IX revisions. But it essentially, they're threatening to withhold federal funding if you don't comply. It's compelled speech. You're compelling everybody to use the pronouns in of whatever they choose. It allows the schools to basically hide things from parents. So it's taking away some of the parental rights. If a kid goes to school and wants to identify one way, they don't have to tell the parents, which I think is shameful. The most egregious and probably far-reaching and insidious thing that they did is they expanded the definition of sex to include sexual orientation and gender identity. Gender identity being whatever you decide to be that day if you want. And under those new restrictions, essentially what they're threatening to withhold federal funding if you don't play the game, that means that locker rooms, bathrooms, housing accommodations, dorms, sports teams, scholarship opportunities, all for women are now open up to men who just want to identify as women. It's insane. They don't care about women. They're not protecting women. None of this, like, you shouldn't have to share a dorm with a man if you don't want to. You shouldn't be in a locker room with a man if you don't want to be. You shouldn't be exposed to male genitalia if you don't want to be. As a woman, this is basic shit. And you should be able to get a scholarship for a sports that isn't taken by some mediocre dude who's going to freaking identify as a woman, because why wouldn't you? If you're savvy and trying to take advantage of the system, it's bonkers. It's infuriating. It's outrageous. I never again want to hear from this. And Biden was tweeting, or Biden, obviously not Biden was tweeting, but his administration was tweeting on his behalf, and none of it is him, that they were saying something like, we care about women's sports. Women should be paid equally. I'm sorry. You're all brain dead and insane. If you think for 2 seconds, I believe that you give a shit about fair pay for women's sports. You don't even care that men are taking women's spots on teams and are beating women in competitions at high schools. Like, you, You care about fair pay? You don't care about any of this. You're hypocrites. You have no intellectual consistency. You're just repeating mantras like we care about women's free pay. And also, men should be allowed on women's sports teams. Go fuck yourselves. You're crazy. I'm sorry. When the administration tries to tweet that they give a shit about this, you can't take it seriously. They clearly don't. Like, it's a parody. It's such a parody. It's so in your face. It's insulting.
Fetacy News.
Join us at Fetacy.com for the unedited version of Dumpster Fire, which drops in advance of the edited version, which you get for free online. Please tell your friends about us. Like, subscribe, comment, or don't tell your friends. I don't care. Do whatever you want. Just try and maintain your sanity. Try and laugh. Try and know you're not the only one looking around going, what is going on and what can I do? You aren't. Many people feel the way you feel. And don't give up hope. That's the most important thing. We can always start right where we are. I think the most important thing you can do is grow a garden. And because of some financial hindrances, we've revised our plan to go every week, and we will now be going every other week again. So my apologies. Please subscribe if you can and join us, but we will be going every other week. Maggie and I have a lot of other projects we want to work on too, and I'll be filming some other kinds of content, but Dumpster Fire will be coming every other week, and it will probably be good for my own mental health to not do it every week, because it is hard to stare this stuff in the face weekly. I don't know how all these people do it daily, and now I know why Jon Stewart went insane when he did it all those years daily, the Daily Show.
Yeah.
So it's not good for us. It's really not. We should be focusing on building and loving and gardening and baking and making and, you know, something other than, like, the culture war should not be your personality. It's not eternal. And yet at the same time, I'm like, this is a war for civilization. Okay. Thank you to everyone who makes Dumpster Fire possible. Please go follow them online. You can see all of our sponsors in the description below. Thank you to our sponsor, Sheath. Thank you to our audience, our supporters. We do love you so much. We hear from you and see you. And I know that there's like a very solid core of us who needs this. And I have not lost hope that the majority of people feel just as frustrated as most of the normies who watch the show do and haven't completely lost their mind to one ideology or another. But maybe those numbers are dwindling too. A great way to check your media bias, and one of the things that I love, someone we've partnered with and someone we use a lot for this show as a reference, is Ground News. You can check your media bias. You can read the news from multiple perspectives. You can see how, as Maggie was noting with Title IX, one story is covered by multiple places, and it's really, truly like, wow, do I live in two Americas at the same time? Yes, you do. But it's good to see that. Link in the description below. And now to cleanse your palate, the internet is glorious.
It's been 84 years.
Sorry if I was slightly angrier than usual. Once I started looking at some of the things we had to cover this week, I got a little fired up. This has been your Dumpster Fire for the weeks of April 19th through April 25th. I'm Bridget Fetacy. Now make me rich! Although I'm already rich in spirit, which is enough.
And the unicorns dance while the world burns.